Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. And it's time for part one of our special position preview series, which we'll do through the beginning of training camp right here at the Timex Performance Center at the end of July. Let's start with quarterbacks, where for the first time in a while, there are actually some questions as to what the Giants will do at the quarterback position. Of course, there are no questions about the starter. Two-time Super Bowl champion Eli Manning is back. However, the Giants do hope he bounces back to what could only be considered a down year last year. He did not complete 60% of his passes for the first time since 2007. He didn't throw for 4,000 yards for the first time since 2008. Now, the Giants are chalking up some of those struggles to Keene Nix's injury. So the Giants hope with him back, Reuben Randall having a second year under his belt, and Victor Cruz coming back as well, that Eli Manning will look like himself next year. One other thing with Eli's performance to keep an eye on. His fourth quarter stats last year took a significant drop from 2011. He hopes to improve in fourth quarters in 2013. As for the backup, David Carr has been a mainstay there for three out of the last four seasons. Now, there is going to be some competition for the first time in a while. And that comes in the form of fourth-round pick Ryan Nassib, who the Giants traded up to take out of Syracuse. Quarterback coach Sean Ryan is excited about the competition.
I think you're always excited. You know, I mean, to have a chance to work with a new guy that you know is a talented guy, who's, you know, touted coming out, and bringing him into the fold and having a chance to work with him as a coach. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, that's why you coach. So I was excited for the opportunity for him to get in here and to start working with him.
The Giants have been impressed with Ryan Nassib's ability to absorb the offense, and he's been very studious in the classroom. Now, they aren't necessarily surprised. Nassib did have three different offenses in 3 years as a quarterback at Syracuse, so he is used to learning new offensive systems. He's getting used to life in the NFL.
You may forget some little nooks and crannies that, you know, go along with the play that, you know, not necessarily the playbook, but, you know, kind of go without saying. But, you know, I'm starting to pick up on that kind of stuff and, you know, feel like I'm progressing pretty well.
And finally, you have Curtis Painter. He's the fourth quarterback in this mix, the longtime backup to Peyton Manning. He's the dark horse here, and he'll have to make a big impact if he wants to make this football team. Now, the real question for the Giants in terms of their quarterbacks at training camp is whether or not they're going to carry three. They've only carried two in the recent history. David Carr's been the backup, but they drafted Ryan Nassib. Is he going to be good enough to be the primary backup, or will they have to keep him and either David Carr or Curtis Painter? Only time will tell. It'll be fun to see that battle play out at training camp here at the Timex Performance Center. Thanks for joining us. Running back comes your way in just a couple of days as we continue our position previews heading into training camp 2013. Stay tuned to Giants.com all summer long.